Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, did you see the show, I don't know whether you did or not, you did, didn't you, Chopper, about clowns last night on BBC Two? Now, when I saw this in the TV guide in the Sunday paper, I was like, that is a must watch. And I wasn't wrong. What they did was a documentary, and they followed round three clowns in their day-to-day life. Now, you'd think being a clown would be an easy job.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not. Not these days. They have a really tough time. And this show provided some of the strangest people I've seen on TV for a while. It's not such a fun job. Listen to this.
Usually, at the end of the day, there's nothing better than I like to do than just obliviate myself in front of a large amount of alcohol, in fact.
Yeah. So
he said that stood outside a pub in his clown outfit having a fag.
Usually at the end of the day, there's nothing better than I like to do than just obliviate myself in front of a large amount of alcohol and fags.
Nice.
How do you obliviate yourself with fags?
But that man could be entertaining your children. The thing is, with clowns, they can't switch off from clown mode.
No.
Can they? Right, there's the man. Did you see the pirate man?
Yes.
Right? Here's his girlfriend.
And he comes up with sort of making pirate noises in sometimes very inappropriate places.
What noises?
Those sort of quite fruity noises.
Ah, well, that'd be because I'm a pirate.
Right, so he makes fruity pirate noises. You see, they can't switch off.
She'd taken him to a burlesque night, and yeah, he was doing pirate impressions whilst these women were kind of taking their clothes off on stage.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Now, did you understand the next bloke? Listen to this.
I probably am one of the last generation of magicians that will use rabbits.
Now, he uses rabbits in his clown act.
Yeah.
I didn't get this bit.
People are not always so sympathetic to a magician, and with a rabbit anymore, it's got certain connotations.
Now, did you think to yourself at that point, what connotations are that?
I didn't really understand what he was talking about, because whenever I've seen a magician with a rabbit, I've never thought anything at all apart from he's using a rabbit in a trick.
People are not always so sympathetic to a magician, and with a rabbit anymore,
why?
It's got certain connotations.
Only in your head, I think.
I'm very sympathetic to a magician with a rabbit.
What do people think that he does with a rabbit? Pull it out of a hat. That's what you think, isn't it? Nothing else. It's just in his head.
He was called the Great Velcro.
He was. He doesn't work anymore.
No, he doesn't.
Especially not with rabbits. Now, this next bloke. Right, so there you are. He turns up at your kid's party and then does this.
Who is this man? Leader of Zimbabwe. It's Robert Mugabe.
He starts doing Robert Mugabe jokes at your kid's party. What are you doing?
Robert Mugabe backwards is Ebar Gum Treeball. Ebar Gum Treeball.
That's right.
It's Ebar Gum Treeball.
Robert Mugabe backwards, kids, is Ebar Gum Treeball.
Remember that if you've got, you know, if you're 4 year olds having a birthday party next week.
Yep.
The Robert Mugabe routine went down very well.
Yep. Bit of balloon modelling and some Zimbabwe politics. Radio 1 podcast.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right. So, we came in very early this morning, earlier than normal, and we did some ghost hunting before the show. Here to give her expert opinion as top ghost hunter is Yvette Fielding. Hello.
Hello.
Right.
How did you get on?
Right, okay, I'm about to tell you. I tell you what, Yvette, you would have absolutely loved my outfit.
Did you go with a neckerchief and the flares like I told you?
I didn't go as Fred.
He went with a romper suit.
Right. No, seriously.
I don't want to know anymore.
No, it's off Ghostbusters.
Oh, you went dressed. Did you have the proton pack and everything?
Well, I have got a proton pack here, but you had to blow it up. And to be honest, it was about 4 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't be bothered. There's a lot of puff for that time of day.
Yeah, he had an inflatable proton pack. That was
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. Can you send me a photograph of you in the inflatable
Oh, yeah.
Art, please?
Oh, yeah. No problem. So, yeah, the outfit's good. It just got a couple of Ghostbusters signs on it. I borrowed it from a flatmate who wears it at fancy dress parties.
Oh, really? Just happened to have one hanging around in his wardrobe?
Just happened to have a baby romper suit in adult size knocking around his flat.
There's something going on, and I don't believe you've got a friend. I think it's possibly in your wardrobe. There's something very strange going on.
I have friends of it.
Yeah, I've heard.
Anyway, so there's me looking like George Dawes in my Ghostbusters romper suit, right?
Yeah.
Now, a den is the room in the basement here at Radio 1.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a person, a den.
No, it's a room near the boiler room, which is apparently where the ghouls are.
Right.
So, do you want to hear what happened?
Yeah,
ghouls.
Go on then.
Ghouls? Right. This is what happened when we came in early this morning to Radio 1.
Okay.
Chappers is in the studio, right?
Yeah.
And I am...
I'm like you, Yvette, kind of, although I know you are out and about, but I'm kind of like the anchor.
Right, okay. Right.
So describe where you are then now.
Okay, I'm in the den area, which is kind of near the studios in the basement of Radio 1. Not many people come here anymore, apart from the cleaners. And
is that because it's haunted, do you think, or because it's a mess?
Maybe a bit of both.
Okay, now, I'm going on what I've learnt from Yvette here. Does it feel cold?
No, it's really hot.
Oh, is it? Right. Maybe the spirit...
That could be because I've been running around in my jumper suit.
How are you going to... you need to attract the ghost to you. You need to encourage them out. So maybe talk to them. Say, is there anybody here?
Okay. Is there anybody here? Hello?
Anything?
Is there anybody here? Make a noise. Make a sign to us. So I've got a night vision camera, Yvette, right? And it's pitch black. Am I doing the right thing?
You sound terrible.
All right, it was 4 o'clock, love.
Yeah. I know, but if you were a ghost, you wouldn't want to come anywhere near you.
Oh, okay. I'm just taking advice from the expert. Okay. All right, here's the next bit.
You know, it sounded a bit like a horse, the noise that the cleaner heard.
Yeah.
Maybe if you do a proper neighing sound, it might kind of encourage... If it's a horse ghost, it may encourage the horse to come out.
You want me to do a neighing sound?
I want you to do a neighing sound, see if that works. I'm enjoying myself at this point.
Hello?
Right. Oh, dear.
Okay, here's the next bit.
Nothing's happening at the moment.
No, I'll try again.
Now you're sounding a bit like Scooby-Doo.
Was that the noise?
That's the noise. Is there anything you can see?
I can't see a thing. It's pitch black.
When we did Most Haunted, we were at one time, weren't we told to tell them a joke? Because that might seem that you're friendly and they won't think that you're a threat to them in their spirit world.
I don't know any jokes.
You know lots of jokes. Tell them a joke. How'd you get a fat girl into bed?
Don't know.
Piece of cake.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Hello... ghosts. Here's a joke for you. How do you get a fat girl into bed? Piece of cake.
Hey.
Oh, I can hear a rumbling noise.
You can hear a rumbling noise?
Yeah.
Is that not the could that be the tube going under the den?
Oh yeah,
I think it was the tube, to be honest.
So there was nothing at this point.
Nothing. Right. Okay. And then Chappa's favourite bit. Do you want to hear this, Yvette?
Yeah. Go on.
Okay.
Just try and neigh again. Maybe tell them a little bit about yourself.
Hello, my name's Scott. I'm not here to harm you. I just want to. You to show yourself to us here now. Ah! Oh my God!
Ah.
Oh, God! There's something behind me!
What?
Oh, God, I believe... Seriously, I feel like I'm having a heart attack.
Right, so that was... Well, let's have Chappers explaining what happened there.
What the heck?
Basically...
Yeah.
We managed to get Scott into the studio, and while Scott was in the studio talking to us, we hid Becky, who works on the show, behind the sofa in a doctor's coat covered in fake blood and a clown mask.
Seriously, I'm not being funny. I mean, I enjoy being on your show, but that's the most scared I've ever been.
All of a sudden, you sounded like... You went very high-pitched. I thought it was Becky herself screaming, but it was you, you big girl.
Listen.
You need to show yourself to us here now. Oh, my God!
That's my phone interfering, so sorry about that.
I'd never heard words of the like that came out of his mouth.
It's the way he says God and it goes so high-pitched. Like a right girl.
Right now...
I love the horse impressions. Tell you what, you were very brave. Very brave for the horse impressions.
Now, maybe we could set up some kind of rival show to yours. What do you think?
I think that's a very, very, very good idea.
We'll go to lots of different places.
I could
places.
Come on your new TV channel.
Come on my new TV channel, which I want to talk to you more about and tell the nation about it.
Oh, okay. As long as we can have a show, because I think we're good.
Well, you can. What do you want to do?
Well, basically, we'll go around the country and hide Becky in various places.
Well,
and,
you can.
And scare people.
Let's do it. What are you going to call it? Becky?
Find the Becky.
Yeah.
Yeah, find the Becky. Mm. I think that's a very, very good idea.
Right, well, I think we did well there. I was truly terrified. But I knew it wasn't a ghost, obviously, but I didn't expect...
Oh, yeah, now you give it the big I am. Oh, I knew you were going to try and scare me somehow. I knew something was going
to
happen.
I didn't expect somebody in a sinister clown face to be right behind where I was sat. Oh. Right, I'll let you go, Yvette. I know you're busy with ghosts and stuff. So.
By the way,
hi!
Think that was hysterical.
Oh, thanks. I was really scared. Right.
It was very scared. I can't wait for the new show. Where's Becky?
I'll speak to you soon.
We'll be in touch.
Lots of love.
Bye, love.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that, please?
My name's Ian.
Hi, Ian. Where are you?
I'm from a wee place called Kilmarnock.
Okay, what are you saying?
I would like you to stop talking about those certain people that were on the television last night.
Okay, you sound quite serious about this.
Yes, they scared the bejesus out of me.
Did you watch the show?
No.
Why are you so scared of clowns? It happens to a lot of people.
I'm actually shaking talking about it.
Oh, God! Oh, I don't want to put you in this position.
No, I'll be fine in 5 minutes, don't worry.
Did you like, see a clown when you were a kid and he did a Robert Mugabe?
Hi, Chappers.
Hi.
No, I didn't do Robert Mugabe. When I was younger, I was forced to watch a certain film that had a clown in it.
Yes.
It was called It.
Yes.
And since then, I've had coulrophobia, which is what it's called.
God, this is an actual condition.
Yes.
You actually find it really hard to say the word, don't you?
Yes.
Maybe turn the radio down for the next 2 minutes and then come back, all right? Good to speak to you, Ian.
Yeah, thanks very much.
I'm sorry I've disturbed you. It's a bit early for that.
It's okay, Scott. I'm just getting ready to go to my work.
Okay, cool.
Hello there.
Hello, who's that?
It's Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie. Do you like clowns?
No, can't stand them.
A lot of people are texting in now saying they can't stand clowns. There's something quite sinister about them.
Yeah. Especially it's really the ones, funny, isn't it, yeah?
Especially the ones on that show last night.
I probably am one of the last generation of magicians that will use rabbits.
Now, when you listen to him, do you think creature comforts? Right, listen to again. Close your eyes now, apart from if you're driving, right? Imagine him just sat there, like, kind of, like, doing that with his hands.
Yeah.
Okay. Close your eyes. It is creature comforts.
People are not always so sympathetic to a magician, and with a rabbit anymore, it's got certain connotations.
It is.
You just see him as a tortoise.
You can't you?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some great names coming in of the new show that Becky, who works on the show, could do on Yvette's new spooky channel. Becky Boo is quite good.
It is good.
Or Wacky Becky is my other favourite.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You're aware of this by now, where people called Barry sing the hits of today. This one's not today, actually.
Is it?
But it's worth it. Believe you and me.
Barry O'Key. Hi, I'm Barry, and I'm a car salesman from Falkirk.
Barry O'Key is just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry.
In my opinion, one of the best ones we've done. Turn your radio up loud for Barry O'Key. Go!
As he came into the window, with the sound off, a crescendo. Came into her apartment, left the bloodstains on the carpet. She ran underneath the table, you could see she wasn't able. So she ran into the bedroom, she was struck down, it was her doom. Barry, are you okay? Barry, are you okay? You okay, Barry? Barry, are you okay? Barry, are you okay? You okay, Barry? Barry, are you okay? Barry, are you okay? Are you okay, Barry? Barry, are you okay? Barry, you okay? You okay, Barry? Barry, are you okay? Will you tell us? Are you okay? There's a bomb in the window. Will you talk to you? At the window, Barry! Can I see the bomb in? Got the bloodstain on the carpet. When you ran to the bedroom, you were stuck down. What did you do? Barry, are you okay? Barry, are you okay? You okay, Barry? Barry, are you okay? Barry, are you okay? You okay, Barry? Barry, are you okay? Barry, are you okay? Are you okay, Barry? You've been hit by? You've been struck by? Ass move, Barry.
BBC Radio 1.
Spot on, Barry.
Podcast.
We've got a new show, which we're going to do, where we hide Becky, who is a new member of the team on the show, in a sinister clown outfit in various scary locations. Is that not what they do on Most Haunted anyway? Kind of similar.
Just without Becky.
Hello? I can't hear anything. Why is that? Hello? Okay, bye.
Well, now you can hear something. It wasn't really worth it.
That was going to be somebody that suggested an idea, a programme name for the new show.
Okay, which was?
Well, it wasn't my favourite anyway, to be honest.
Killed them off.
Where the Ecky is Becky.
Yeah.
I can understand why they rang off, because I think they probably... They thought it was a good idea coming on there, and they were like, actually, that's rubbish. I'm going to just put the phone down right now.
They had a word with themselves whilst they were on hold.
You know that little time when you're on hold and you're like, OK, I'm about to go on Radio 1 and speak to the whole of the UK. No, my name is rubbish. I'm going to put the phone down. The Bexorcist. Now, that's good.
The Bexorcist, yeah.
Here's a rubbish
one. I still quite like Wacky Becky.
I like that. Ready Becky Spook. Is another one that
now
came
that's,
in. That's not any good at
what
all.
What a versatile name Becky has.
I know. It just lends itself to haunted shows.
It does.
For everyone that wanted to hear it again, here's me having the crap scared out of myself earlier on Ghost Hunting.
You to show yourself to us here now.
That was Becky in the sinister clown head.
Oh my God!
Now, it was just like Most Haunted, because we did have night vision cameras. I had a Ghostbusters George Dawes-style romper suit on, which actually... Do you mind if I put that back on?
If you want to put it back on, you put it back on.
It's
just
really
don't do,
comfortable.
Just don't do what you did a couple of hours ago and invite me in it with you. Because it is quite big, and you said there was room enough for two.
You know, right, when you don't have to go out and you just can lounge around the house all day in like a tracksuit? This is amazing.
Except you are out at the moment. It's like you're not at home.
Not really. I feel
well,
like I'm
you're
at home.
Just amongst friends, aren't you?
Have you not seen what I not normally wear to work?
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
hello. Now there is a video of that. In fact, there's a whole night vision camera experience which we're going to try and get on. Sorry,
you're all right. Can you not get
at
your
the same
arm
time?
In?
I've never done this before on actual radio. We're going to try and get that online later this afternoon for you. Ah, I see. It's so comfy. At bbc.co.uk/radio1. If not today, it'll be early tomorrow, and you can see it as well as hear the ghost hunting experience.
Hannibal Becter.
Oh, that's good.
I don't think that's good. And Becky Thump.
That's good. That's good.
Radio 1 Podcast.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, if you missed this show last night, we were talking about this earlier. If you just started listening, there's a show called Clowns on BBC Two last night, which followed three different
children's
clowns
entertainers
around.
Yeah.
Now, they have a hard time these days And this bloke in particular had a really bad gig recently.
I've done a party before where a child stood right 2 foot away and called me Mr. Poohead for 40 minutes. Loud. Didn't stop. Mr. Poohead! Mr. Poohead! Mr. Poohead! Mr. Poohead! The rest of the kids didn't care.
Now, you'd think that being a clown would be quite easy, but it's not.
No.
As it was documented last night.
When I was watching, I was thinking it wouldn't be my career path, really. I wouldn't make a very good clown.
It's like, I think that being a stand-up comedian must be really, really hard. That's a bit of a thankless task. You've got to be a special kind of person to do that.
But I think heckling's easier to deal with than a child just shouting Mr. Poohead.
Mr. Poohead! Mr. Poohead! Mr. Poohead! Mr. Poohead!
Also, imagine this guy turning up at your kid's party.
I sometimes think that I'm not suitable for this line of work because I've got a terrible temper. I've got a raging temper.
The police officer said we're going to caution you. You can't hit a child.
Right, no, you can't. You really can't. That's not good at a kid's party.
That was Velcro Man.
That was Velcro Man. He hasn't worked since.
Who is this man? Leader of Zimbabwe. It's Robert Mugabe.
Now, this is a man who's doing a kid's party and doing this routine with some balloons and stuff.
Robert Mugabe backwards is Ebagom Treeball. Ebagom Treeball. It's Ebagom Treeball.
Right.
So, he's doing the Robert Mugabe routine. He also has a serious temper.
Yeah.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Yesterday we played our new game.
What are those kids and old people on about?
And we spoke to some nice old ladies. Now, we've got some more clips of them talking about famous people, right? Will you be able to... Well, you can play along at home as well, yeah, if you're on the way to work. Guess who they're talking about just from what they're saying about these people, all right? Here's your first one.
I haven't listened to him a lot because he has a woman, doesn't he, with him sometimes?
Yes.
Any idea?
I haven't listened to him much because he has a woman with him sometimes. Oh, dear. Colin.
Colin Murray?
Yeah.
Okay, here's another clue.
He reminds me of that bloke. What's his name?
Yeah, that's the other clue for you.
Oh!
What's it, that bloke? That, what's
is it Chris?
Hmm?
Is it Moyles?
Chris Moyles? No. Yeah. Alan Sugar was the answer you're looking for there.
Now it all becomes obvious.
Sir Alan off The Apprentice, of course.
I haven't listened to him a lot because he has a woman, doesn't he, with him sometimes?
I don't think she's thinking of the same person.
But she could be Margaret.
Oh, true.
You know?
I haven't listened to him.
Well,
it's on the TV. Okay, no, that's
still
fine.
Listen to the TV. I thought that made a lot of sense. They were right there, the old dears.
Let me know if you got the answer, Sir Alan Sugar, on 81199. Here's the next one for you.
A nice looking face, his eyes are nice, but no, I wouldn't let him in the house.
Nice eyes, wouldn't let him in the house.
Is it you again?
No, Chris Moyles.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay, next one.
I don't want to talk about them because they've got so much money, it's beyond belief.
Don't want to talk about them. They've got so much money, it's beyond belief.
Ant and Dec.
Ant and Dec, you think?
Well, no, there's another two. Casey Price and Andre, they reckon that they're better than those two, don't they? Actually, I do like them.
Oh, make up your mind, love. A minute ago, you said you didn't like them.
She went zippy at the end. Posh and Becks.
It's the correct answer. Listen, now, she changed her mind, though.
I don't want to talk about them because they've got so much money, it's beyond belief.
Then the other one pipes up and she changes her mind.
Well, no, there's another two. Casey Price and Andre, they reckon that they're better than those two, don't they? Actually, I do like them.
Are they saying that they think the Posh and Becks have modded themselves on Katie Price?
I think they're better than those two.
All right.
Oh, I love that lady. We need to get... I don't know how or what we're going to do with them, but we need to get those old ladies on more because they are amazing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning to the millionaire dad who's just paid for Girls Aloud and Westlife to appear at his daughter's 18th birthday party. That must have cost quite a lot.
Are they going to do a Mugabe act?
They should get that clown back.
Yeah, they should, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
A few balloons.
If you've got Girls Aloud and Westlife, surely you need a clown.
Who is this man? Leader of Zimbabwe. It's Robert Mugabe. Robert Mugabe backwards is Ebagom Treeball. Ebagom Treeball. It's Ebagom Treeball.
He might have been a bit cheaper than Girls Aloud and Westlife as well.
I could just see Sarah Harding doing that.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.